Hey, good morning, podcast.
Or audience. Afternoon.
This is Ken Hodge with a special Friday morning podcast.
Friday morning or Friday afternoon.
Yeah, based on the fact that we had that circle jerk called a town meeting hosted by
acting plant manager Terry Morrow.
I don't understand his reasoning, his logic for delivering a conversation to us in a manner that he feels so comfortable doing. But I personally think it's very disrespectful, and I'll go into why. Before we start the podcast, let me just state a position. I personally, this is a personal opinion, personal feelings. I think our plant manager has zero credibility. I think the plant manager has zero respect for me as a member of the Columbus Postal community, because he fails to recognize my position that he has a certified document in his office, but he fails to recognize me as branch president. So I'm not too concerned with him because he shows a propensity not to follow instructions. And just a direct comment to plant manager Morrow. Again, I think you have zero integrity. You've demonstrated that to me when you made it clear that a certified signed document, when it pertains to me, you're not going to pay attention to it, but you're going to listen to your friend who asked you to do a illegal thing to me, and it's being done every day. So that's my position on our acting plant manager. So when I speak about him, that's always going to be the seasoning on my conversation about him. If I was to describe the plant manager, I'd probably describe him as a little bit of postal knowledge, a whole lot of bull crap wrapped up in what he considers to be a very flamboyant delivery. Now let's get on to our circle jerk called town meeting. I don't understand how a postal executive feels comfortable constantly attempting to reiterate his ability to fire people. I just don't get that whole premise as a base or as a literary motif for all the conversations that you have with us. And I don't know if you think that that's what's really happening on the streets. But it's not. The plant manager likes to force us into these meetings, and then he wants to talk in a jovial manner to us like we're friends. But we're not friends. I know for a fact you and I are not friends, and most of the people that you like to fire are probably not your friends, but you want to address the people like your friends. And you see, again, you can be the boss without being a friend, but you take extra strides to try to sound cool, try to sound hip, and I don't know about anybody else, but it definitely is not working with me. Yeah, we were forced into a meeting to talk about the postal survey, and I could probably break down his conversation into, again, just a lot of postal fluff. He put out a direction about the time cards being locked up, and he's sending emails out to supervisors to start writing people up. And right there in front of that meeting, in front of his supervisors, he clearly said, we don't have to do that. So I'm sure your supervisors felt really backed up by trying to attempt to follow your directions, and then you change up on them right in the middle of the craft employees. But I guess that's just how you roll. And this little cynical wordplay game that you like to do by calling the Cincinnati processing plant Iraq, well, as a combat vet, you might want to be careful with the words you choose. I don't think you've ever been to combat other than probably Detroit or running away from your first mail handler job. But when you start calling the Cincinnati plant Iraq, That means you look at it like it's a war zone. That also means when you go there to make decisions about the people there, they're hostile decisions. Because if you consider Cincinnati to be Iraq, then when you go in there, you treat it like a hostile work environment, because that's what Iraq was. I mean, just so you know, and I'm sure you are aware of it.
And when you make statements trying to compare and contrast different management styles, and you attack the manager who follows all the rules and regulations, well, I want to let you know, I know you probably thought it was slick or clever wordplay, but why wouldn't you want a manager who follows all your rules and regulations? You definitely made that seem like that's a bad thing. You also made it seem as though you're going to decide which rules and regulations we're going to follow. And as long as we follow the set that you've picked, then everything is fine. And I say, that's just not how the post office works. And when you are addressing the whole tour, you know, sometimes people like to hear facts when they talk, not just clever retorts. You know, again, you seem to really, really want to be accepted as cool, and you know what's happening when you talk to people. But sometimes when questions are asked in meetings, serious delivery of an answer would probably suit the employee asking the question a little better than always little clever retorts or comments back to a question. That's just me sitting in the back of the room observing the show that you decided to put on for us. And with respects to the postal survey, which was the reason we all came together yesterday, so you could deliver your speech or your motivational pitch to get surveys completed. Well, let me say this to you. Instead of forcing us to go inside that room that was much too small for that type of meeting, why don't you try doing something that the employees can see a change in the quality of their work life? Now, you've been there long enough. But instead of actually doing something tangible, let's just say, for example, instead of making sure the right placard, the placards have the right dock door numbers on them, the placards are updated to this new dynamic rail optimization because you have dock doors changing. How about doing something of that nature? You see, if you did that, then you wouldn't have to put on the minstrel show that you called a town meeting. Then your work could speak for itself. But instead of putting in work, you want to put in showtime. And again, if you really were concerned about those postal surveys, then maybe you would have done something tangible in Columbus since you've been there to give the employee a bona fide reason to fill out that survey, not because you entertained them in a town hall meeting. With respect to the postal survey, your desire to have more surveys filled out, well, how about doing something tangible for the APWU, like making sure all those delivery barcode sorters are staffed properly? Put two personnel on a machine instead of one. See, these are the things that you do that haven't been done in so long in Columbus that if you were really concerned with doing the right thing, these are the moves that you would make. And guess what? You would have employees knocking on your door for additional surveys. See, but just like the post office, we want to talk the talk without walking the walk. I want to bring you into a meeting, show you some flashy videos, and try to convince you into filling out a survey when I should be making changes that affect the quality of your work life. Thereby, I don't have to prod you to fill out the survey. You'd be happy to fill a survey out to let headquarters know that what's going on in your work environment is trending upward. So that's my personal observation, my perception of sitting in that what was called a town hall meeting. Again, if you disagree, hey, let's have dialogue. If you agree, we can still dialogue about it. But again, We've got an acting plant manager in Columbus, Ohio. And I must admit, upon my first conversation with him, I was under the illusion, false illusion, excuse me, that he might be what they call the postal fixer. But after conversing with him more and noticing how his total disregard for factual data, maybe instead of the fixer, he may just be an agitator. Again, that's just a personal observation of mine. This is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, with a postal podcast, again, for my office, Columbus, Ohio. But because our acting plant manager is the plant manager over other facilities in Ohio, in Ohio District, then this is a podcast for Local 304. Again, just trying to keep you aware of what is transpiring on a daily basis in our local. Have a great day.